Michigan Democratic Senator Gary Peters surprisingly announced this week that he will not stand for re-election in 2026. The Wolverine state seat becomes the first Senate position to open in the new election cycle. Considering the closeness of the 2024 Michigan Senate contest, where Democrat Alyssa Slotkin nipped former U.S. Representative Mike Rogers by 0.3 of a percentage point, we can expect a very spirited and close open seat battle to consume most of next year. Michigan will be a very active political state in 2026, with now an open Senate race to complement its open gubernatorial campaign. Having both an open Senate and governor's race in the same cycle is a first for this state. Expect heavy competition in both party primaries in each race, along with tough general election battles. For her part, the state's term-limited Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer, who is clearly planning a national run for president in 2028, says she will not run for the Senate. Freshman Colorado Republican Congressman Gabe Evans already has drawn a Democratic opponent. This action will lead to another very competitive congressional race in Northern Colorado's 8th District. The Citizens Redistricting Committee members drew this seat, awarded to Colorado in the 2020 census because of increased population growth, to be competitive in every election, and so far, it has performed as designed. Democrat Yadiro Caraveo represented the seat in its initial term, only to fall to Mr. Evans in the 2024 election. Democratic State Representative Manny Rutinel announced this week that he will enter the 2026 congressional race, thus attempting to limit Congressman Evans to a one-term career. This Colorado U.S. House race will be a top target next year. New Mexico Democratic Senator Martin Heinrich, just re-elected to a third term in November, says he will not run for governor in 2026. The senator had reportedly been considering making such a run. The Heinrich decision makes former U.S. Interior Secretary and ex-Congresswoman Deb Haaland the undisputed frontrunner for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination. Incumbent Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is ineligible to seek a third term under the state's term limit law. Despite polling showing Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn as a prohibitive favorite in an open gubernatorial Republican primary campaign, U.S. Representative John Rose stated this week that he still plans on running for the statewide post. The congressman says he will soon announce his plans. The move would be surprising since a recent statewide poll found Senator Blackburn beating Mr. Rose by almost 30 percentage points, 55-27, in the congressman's own 6th district. Statewide, Senator Blackburn would lead Mr. Rose 71-13%. Should President Trump endorse Ms. Blackburn, which is likely, her Republican support figure would grow to 78%. This concludes our Politics and Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.